Thank you so much for being here for this presentation, which will be about the Collabora Office Android app and what is inside. So, but before we can see it and I can show it, the details of that, let me first get into the history. Because as you can see, like, it's a quite a lot of history in this. Like, the work on this started more or less in 2011. And like the first thing with LibreOffice, because you can imagine like it's a huge code base, and getting it to Android meant like first to get something on the screen, which was pioneered by Michael and Tor. So thank you for starting this at all. And it was like incredible amount of effort that was needed for this. Because like, for example, the linker just allowed like 96 libraries to be loaded at the same time, and of course, like LibreOffice itself had like several hundred, and it used some component stuff so that like it was all loaded on demand, and yeah, like, you know, all this had to be overcome to the state that actually like something got on the screen. The debugging of this was a nightmare. Like the stuff was not ready for the native debugging at that time at all. Like, you had to upload something to the device, put some weights into the startup procedure, and you know, all these nightmares. But they succeeded. So they've got something on the screen, which, like, you can see tablet inside. There was the screen of LibreOffice, but of course, like, this is not what you expect from the mobile app. So, like, it was unusable in this state, but it was possible. So the next step was like trying to get some whole pages on the screen, which seemed like a good approach at the time. So it got it to the application that like had some list of document pages, and you were able to switch in this. But scrolling the document was like impossible because, like, you know, you were able only to switch it like slides. So the next step here was to use actually the LibreOffice kit. So LibreOffice kit that came from the need of the mobile and web applications is actually some kind of API for LibreOffice that allows you to simply access the functionality of LibreOffice from C or C++. And it allows you to draw parts of the document into tiles. So, like, you split the entire documents into like 256 to 256 pixels tiles, and then like you can request them. You can request them like by absolute coordinates. So, like, the theory is that like when you just want to fetch something from the document, you say, okay, well, I need it from over here, over there. And then you have some like composition that like composes that into something that looks like the document, which was great. It functioned nicely, and like later it was extended to actually like that the editing worked too. It meant that like all the stuff had to be updated so that like when the user actually types something into the document, like that part that where the user actually typed is invalidated, and new tiles are actually fetched for this area, which was done by Miklos. So this is what we had in 2015. The problem of this was that, oh, didn't I skip something? I did. Yeah, the important part of this was that that actually like the compositing of these tiles into to form something like the document was done in Java. We have reused code, or Tomáš has reused code for this from Mozilla, which had this Fennec prototype at that time, and so it kind of worked, but the problem was that like it diverged from what the code was doing for the web. So of course the LibreOffice Kit API was extended over time, so that like more and more features were added there, so that like you were able to type concurrently in the web browser, and also like have there more functionality exposed, like routed dialogs and everything. But like maintaining these two code bases was like very inconvenient. Like you would have to be on par with the features like that were developed for the web. You would have to like do it just once again in Java for the mobile part as well. And so the idea that Tor was implementing for the iOS was actually like do everything in a web browser, even in the app. So basically, in the background, have the LibreOffice and LibreOffice Kit, and then have a full screen web view where you are running the JavaScript that is like normally used in the web version, but use that on the actual device as well, with all the cross-compiled code in the background and all these things. And it worked for the iOS. So at some stage, I tried to do it for Android as well. And yeah, it had some problems as well, of course. So first of all, the old WSD has to be ported to Android. Luckily it was not that hard because like it was pioneered for iOS as well. It was using the same native code that is compiled for the old Fennec based app that is written entirely in Java, but there were things that had to be done a bit differently. So first of all, I wanted this to be built in Android Studio, so that the debugging is easier and it is more standard for anybody who comes from the Android world and sees this for the first time. So in the online Git, where the web version lives, I've created the Android sub there and introduced the appropriate configuration options and everything. Then edit the stuff that had to be built natively, but for that I've created it in CMake so that Android Studio actually understands this and it is possible to build it directly from there. Luckily, the debugging part of this worked pretty well. So now, you can debug this completely, directly from the Android Studio. You can set the breakpoints even for the native part, and all these things work nicely. If you want to know the details, how to set it up for this, just read the Android/readme. It is described there. And yes, so the minimal app was created. So the web view over the entire screen and some kind of communication between the web view that is there and between the native part that is behind the scenes. We had to introduce two ways of communication. So one is from JavaScript to native, and that is reasonably easy on Android. When you have the web view, you just add JavaScript interface, and then you can run it easily, low message handler dot post mobile message, and you get it from the JavaScript to native. But for the native to JavaScript, it's a bit hackish. Because you have to use this JavaScript prefix that actually runs one JavaScript function. So basically you encode your entire message which can be quite large. Like it can be the entire tile, and like encapsulate it that way, and it will be called in JavaScript, and then like processed by the online part actually itself. I was concerned about like how this is going to be performing, but it is not that bad. Like it is not showing that much in the profile, so it's not terrible. Then when this minimal app was created, like lots of functionality had to be ported from the old app that we had, because like it had the shell that showed like what are the files on the device. It had to be done so that like there are some assets that come with the native part that like have to be present on the device so that like things work. Some of these assets have to be some kind of unpacked so that like they behave like real normal files on the device, because like we depend on many third party projects like font config and these things, and lots of these have some configurations that just have to be like read directly from the disk. They cannot be as assets, because assets are very special on Android. So like they have to be copied first at the first start, and then can be used later. Important things like displaying the license and the notice file. And of course settings, so that like you can tweak the configuration of the thing. Then we had a Summer of Code student during this summer, or the last summer, Kai Susahu, who added lots of things that are expected on the Android device. So some print support, slideshow support, which exports the slideshow into SVG and shows it as a full screen on the device. Inserting images, again, like you have to start a separate activity that allows you to choose the file and provide it back to the document so that it is inserted. Lots of useful stuff. And of course, lots of bug fixing. So one of the things that was a huge challenge was actually life cycle of the thing, because the Android life cycle goes through like many steps, and it is a bit unclear like in what state how the native part is supposed to behave, like when you are actually supposed to tear it down, when you are supposed to leave it like in the background, because like you know that you will return to some state very soon and stuff like that. So like we had lots of crashes there. Luckily it seems to be in some reasonable shape just now. Then it was necessary to debug some pieces like the startup time. It turned out that like we were starting about a minute, just because the font config was parsing the huge Noto fonts that are on the device, and so like we had to overtake it some way and fix other crashes at some other stuff. And then we tried to publish in Google Play, but just at the time, like when we were ready, all was nicely done. Google Play came up with a new policy, and that was that when you have a native app in the App Store, it has to have 64-bit version as well. And so far, like everything was 32-bit. So we had to make the LoWSD compilable on 64-bit. Which needed a POCO that we actually use as like the main dependency for the online itself. We had to port it to 64-bit. Luckily, it needed just a few patches, but still it was a bit annoying. Then LibreOffice Core itself, again, like it is ported to ARM 64 for a long time, but on Android it behaved a bit differently. So some things were like necessary to be fixed in the bridges, which is the like very low level part of this. So that first it compiles it all on Android, and then that it ran, because like the exceptions didn't work there, so we had to do some hacks that were like already done for iOS, but like not used in generally. So it had to be changed there. And of course, the online build now had to count on actually having two trees of the compiled native stuff. So one was the 32-bit, the other 64-bit, and create some Android app bundle that is then uploaded to the Google Play. And Google Play, like when it serves to the devices, like repacks that into the actual APKs. And then like the users are actually served either with the 64-bit version or with the 32-bit version according to their device. So finally we've got it there, and we've got through several iterations since then. So again, like more pieces from the old app were ported. So for example, support for SD cards. Or for cloud storage. Currently Nextcloud is supported, hope to have more in the future. Then many improvements in interaction, and the biggest thing that was there was the mobile wizard. We call it this way because we don't have a better name, but it's basically the stuff that you see down there. So some details in there. So thanks to Kylon for some design device advice here, we were able to actually add some dumping of the content of the widgets that are in the dialogues or in the sidebars. So we are able to dump it as JSON and transfer it to the JavaScript part, and based on that. Like we are able to display the information that is either in the dialogues or in the sidebar some more convenient way for the users. Like what you see in the picture is the sidebar that you would see normally in LibreOffice, but like presented in JavaScript, rendered in JavaScript. So it works nicely. You have all the things like smooth scrolling and interactions and all these things. So if it works, I can hopefully show you some demo. Yeah. So this is like what you get when you start it on the device. Some editing, yes, was started. Yeah, okay. You can select something. If you are more lucky than me with my fingers, then you will do it on the first attempt. Change some properties. You can insert some chart here. Not chart, but table. So then you can see the mobile wizard in action here. Like change the columns and rows. You can type something into the table. And if it doesn't fit, you can resize the table so that it's more convenient. Like there are the special handles done for this, for all this editing. Yeah. More scrolling. And that's it, I think we are at the end. Okay, so some future steps will be more to do, of course, more profile and optimizing. But at the moment, like the most terrible problems, I think, are sorted out. But still, of course, like more to do as usual. At the moment, from time to time, you could see that some document just doesn't load. But I fixed that yesterday, so this is old. Basically, what was going on is that some people with some a bit strange low chaos setting for their lip length tag was not finding the data. So it just then didn't load and presented some like file not found dialog box. Update the document creation mode. So currently we just like copy the document from some temporary state into the new document and create from that. Like we would like to use some real templates here for the document creation, which is possible, but not finished. Of course, lots of paper cuts here and there. For example, the most visible at the moment is smooth scrolling. So the inertia, so that like when you move with the finger quickly, that like it goes on and before it reaches somewhere, something. And yeah, that's it, I think. So if you want to get involved, you are most welcome. It is not that hard to set up. Unfortunately, like you first have to cross-compile the LibreOffice tree, but then the rest is like reasonably easy, reasonably familiar to people who have done some Android development. And many thanks to people who contributed directly to the Android port, but of course, like lots of other people have contributed to the online. Collabora did most of the work in the online there, so thank you so much. So that's it. Any questions, please? Yes.
What's your approach to synchronize releases between online and Android builds? How do you keep up with it? Just creates new Google Play release was online.
So at the moment, like the Google Play releases are a bit more frequent than the releases on the normal online, because like we have some additional fixes that are like directly in the Android part that are not general. But of course, like, because all this code is shared, so if we improve something for the Android and it is in the JavaScript part, it will improve the experience even for people who are using the web version normally, like but on the mobile device. So they will see lots of these things there improved as well. But like currently, I think it is more often than the normal online releases or the code. Maybe it is like similar as the code, and from time to time there's like one release in between, so something like that. Like in the recent past it was like every two weeks.
Okay, and keeping up in sync with iOS site.
Sorry?
And with iOS.
iOS. So iOS is a bit different in the releases because in the test flight, we update it frequently, but the normal app is now based on the 4.0 still, and we still have to update some stuff so that like we can like base it on 4.2. So like the official release of the iOS app will update a bit later. But currently, like if you are the test flight user, you will see like similar pace of the updates. Thank you for the question. Any other question? Yes, please.
I imagine there's no video support on any of the mobile devices yet, is there?
No.
Video support.
No video support. I don't think there is. No. Okay, any other question? Yes.
Who's it on Sailfish? On Jolla, on the Android,
There's one guy working on it. It's usually here. Yeah. Mike Yoram is doing some work on that.
Oh.
So, yeah, this is like talk to him.
Yeah. Okay. Any other question? Then thank you so much.